I've got the unearthed ambassador and artist Len James on the line, and we're going to be talking about Unearthed. Good morning, Len. Welcome to Noongar Radio.
Yeah, good morning. I'd love to talk about a free art exhibition in the city, in Rain Square. It's called the Gratitude Gallery, and the artwork is amazing. But also the artists are amazing because they're based at the Rua Drop-In Centre for homeless people in Northbridge. And the art group's been going for about 5 years. So the artists have a lived experience of homelessness or they're currently homeless. And also there are people who are living with mental health issues in the community. They're housed, but, they're struggling. And they've come together and formed an art group at Rua. And we've put on an exhibition. It's in Rain Lane, which is just off Rain Square. And it's an opportunity for the people to see some of the work, you know, a sample of what they do. I think people will be surprised, you know, at the artwork that they've produced.
Wonderful. So it's called the Gratitude Gallery.
Yeah, the Gratitude Gallery. And it's a chance to get their artwork out into the community so people can view it. And for all the individuals that go there, if they scan the code with their phone, Rain Square very kindly are contributing $1 for every scan to Unite in WA, who do a lot of work, you know, for the homeless people with their drop-in centre, Tramby in East Perth. So it's an opportunity for people to see the artwork. And in particular, there's a piece of artwork there called Desert Dreaming by an Indigenous artist who's a member of the group, who goes by the name Yams. And it's an opportunity to see his work as well as other work there. And as I say, it's all free. And if you come in shopping today or whatever, it's in the centre of the city, in Rain Lane, just next to Rain Square.
Excellent. Okay. Some other artists at the exhibition?
The artists have put on the exhibition. We sell the artwork at market stalls. We've had market stalls at Yagan Square. We've had an exhibition on the Digital Tower at Yagan Square. We recently had an art exhibition at City Farm. I think about 250 people came. So, the little art group, you know, is doing pretty well. And a lot of people go through there, you know. As I say, they're homeless or have an experience of homelessness, and it's an opportunity to, you know, to feel good about yourself, to feel that you've done something and put it out there.
Well, it's actually an opportunity for people to show that they're actually interested by coming there and pointing their phone, basically, at the little scanning thing, isn't it? How does that work again?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how does that work again? What do they have to do?
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. That's a little bit muffled here. I didn't quite catch that.
Sorry, Len. What do they actually have to do with their mobile phone when they're going to scan something? Do they need to download an app or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Look, the reception's not good.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
It's a little bit muffled, and it's probably because, maybe I haven't got very good reception here. If they go down there, if they scan a code there, to say that they've viewed the exhibition, as I say, then Rain Square will donate money to Unite in WA.
So I guess all the instructions for downloading will be there.
Yeah, at the site there by the paintings. There's an individual scan for each painting, and yeah, I think it'd be very rewarding. You know, if people go down there, you know, I think they'd be quite surprised at the artwork there.
Okay.
So in particular, Yam's work, as I say, which is called Desert Dreaming, he does a lot of artwork and sells a lot of artwork through the group.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So how long is the exhibition on for?
How long? It goes until February the 6th.
Excellent. Okay, Lynn, well, thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning. I really appreciate your time.